Back in the 6 o'clock hour, we did a big segment on Luka Doncic returning to the American Airlines Center again, his second game as a Laker at Dallas. This happened on Saturday night. And even though we had rough winter weather around here, the AAC was packed. Just about everybody was cheering for Luka. Didn't really care what happened to the home team. They just wanted to see Luka and cheer him and chant MVP. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that experience is the Lakers superstar Luka Doncic. Good morning.
Hey there. What's going on there, guys? How y'all doing?
Great. You got countrified living here in Dallas, and I see that's holding.
Hell yeah, I did. I did, and I stayed that way. I haven't had time to really lose my Texas accent that I got while I was living there. Because I've been busier than a moth in a mitten, and, you know, playing basketball, being in shape and all that kind of stuff. And you guys enjoying that cold weather y'all having out there? You freezing your balls off, Giorgio?
Yeah, it's pretty dang cold. I was kind of surprised y'all played on Saturday.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I mean, I was there, you know. It was chilly enough to freeze a smile off a scarecrow while I was there. And I tell you,
you got to stick it to the Mavericks.
It's as cold as a mother-in-law's stare outside, and we're out here having to play basketball. And I tell you, it's just another reason I'm glad I don't live there anymore, man. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm in L.A. now, because that place, that so-called DFW, that place was always getting snowed in. It's like, you know, 2011 and 2021 and 2026. I mean, that's constant. Yeah.
Well,
man.
Not really. It's over like 20 years. It's happened three times.
Why don't they just move DFW down to the Bahamas or something? This is getting ridiculous. Man, it's bad city planning. Bad city planning, all that is.
Well, what'd you think about your return here? The fans really gave you another warm welcome back.
Hey, Junes, let me tell you, I cannot express how much I enjoy playing the Mavericks now. I mean, I swear, I get cheered more now at that double wide AC than when I played there. I mean, people love me there, and I got so angry about being traded. I'm in shape now. I'm cut. I'm pissed off. I'm determined. Now, I still won't play defense on the regular, but you know, that ain't going to happen. But, you know, defense is my precious ref complaining time. That's what I call defense. But I did play a little bit against the Mavericks the other night. You notice that?
Yeah. The end of the game.
Yeah. Well,
not too bad. Not too bad. How's your Nico guy doing? Is he doing all right? Is he still there?
Been fired.
You know he's no longer with the team. You knew that.
Hey, we do me a favor. I mean, I know people are excited and all, but this guy's like on the Mavericks, and people are saying he's like the next coming of Luka and all that. But will you do me a favor and just kind of tell that Cooper Flagg that he's not that great? I mean, you know, he's walking around there like he owns a place, and just do me a favor and kind of put him in his place. Tell him he's not that great.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, he's done some things that a lot of rookies haven't done, especially as a teenager. And it looks like he's going to be a superstar. He's done some good things here.
Uh huh. Were any of those good things giving the Mavs a good record? I don't think so. I'm looking at it right now. The paper. I mean, look, he ain't got as many triple-doubles as me. I mean, I had a lot of triple-doubles when I was in Dallas. Now, most of those were cheeseburgers, but I lost weight. So, eventually, hey, man, I miss my land out there in Boyd, Texas. Oh, I miss my land out there. George, oh, God, I miss my land.
Yeah, there's nothing like... Nothing like a good stretch of Texas land.
I mean, you know how it is, George. You live out there in BFB. You know how great it is.
It's pretty great.
Living off the land, having your own tractor, killing your own cottonmouths, copperheads. I mean, I just miss it. I miss it. Ow. Ow.
Wow.
Are you going to be okay?
It hurts me. But, you know, I mean, now I'm really enjoying the Hollywood life. I mean, you know, so that's cool too. I mean, I'm probably gonna be like in all the Quentin Tarantino movies now, and I mean, this is great out here in the land of warm weather and warmer women, Giorgio.
Oh boy.
This place is crawling with top shelf trim, Georgie.
Oh gosh, don't talk like that, Luca.
You like it when I talk about women like that, Georgie?
No, nobody does.
You know, we're on the road right now. We're at Cleveland tomorrow. Cleveland. Yeah. I hate playing in Cleveland, man, because, well, it's Cleveland. That's the worst town in America outside of whatever town Nico's living in at the moment.
It's not that bad. Hey, LeBron's from that. He's your teammate now.
Oh, screw that. You know, I hope you guys enjoy that stupid Metroplex. Well, snowed in and everything. You know, and by the way, I hope Nico's pipes burst. Can I just say that on the air right now?
Oh.
I want to make that announcement. I think he still lives there in Dallas-Fort Worth, so I hope his pipes burst. And I hope he's got a big old plumber's bill.
Well, you're not alone there, I'm sure.
And I hope the plumber that comes and fixes his pipes shows the biggest ass crack when he bends down possible.
Yeah, that'll show him.
Hey, you know what? I don't want to be all negative. You know, that's bad to be all negative. I don't make you live shorter if you're just negative all the time. So I want to be positive for a second. Can I? Mm-hmm. Can I do that?
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
Is that
yeah,
okay with you, Craig?
Yep.
All right. I'm glad we have a president that's doing something about all these illegals coming into our country and taking all the good, high-paying jobs.
Luca,
you mean like you did?
You're not from this country. That's surprising.
Well, I mean, just ignore the fact that I came from somewhere else. I'm Texan now, okay? I'm now full-blown, naturalized, naturally born Texan. I went through a rebirthing experience so that I could be born in Texas.
Oh, wow, okay.
Rebirthing.
So now that I'm here taking up all the good point guard jobs, I want to close the borders.
Okay, yeah. I've never heard this kind of talk from you before.
By the way, you haven't taken all the good point guard jobs. There's one open in Dallas.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I could take it back now that Nico's out. I mean, that was the big problem there. Looks like you guys could use a good point guard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, what you going to do? You know, six of one, half dozen of the other. Got to play Cleveland, so I got to go.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll see you. He's got until tomorrow night before he plays Cleveland, but there goes Luca.